Hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on the 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm excited today because today I have the prepared guest, the guest who was originally scheduled, and I have a super surprise, not even a guest, but just the proper person who surprised me today with the appearance, and this is Marielle, who is the original and better looking host of the show. My other guest is my good friend Tim Crisco, who was the first person I've met when I came in Canada. And he used to do a website called Punk International. And he showed me a whole bunch of old, really cool bands. And his music taste, for me, is example. So today, I'm planning to do some kind of a review of the best albums which came out in 2010, in the first half of this.
So the best so far?
The best so far kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll be talking about music, and I'm really glad that Marielle is back here. And
I'm glad as well, Tim.
Hi.
Yesterday
we went to see, it was the fundraiser show at the Media Club, and there was lots of good bands playing, and it was a really good show. And the one band we saw, it was the Vicious Cycles, a local band. They're very good and they sing about motorcycles. Mm-hmm. And I just love their set, and today decided we opened the show with their song from their 7-inch. So that was Vicious Cycles, a local band. They're their super song Mama.
They used to be their lead singer Billy used to be in a band called Raised by Wolves.
Uh-huh.
A local band as well. Kind of the same vein. They'd sing about motorcycles and pinball machines, and it was really, really awesome. And I kind of miss Raised by Wolves a lot, but you should check them out. I think you'll like them.
Okay. And then yeah, I went to their website and there was a pinball machine and it says Vicious Cycles. So yeah, it's all connected, I guess.
Well, they know what they like.
Okay, so let's start playing some music. The first block is kind of bands. I don't know, the bands which I would like to start with the band which Tim loves a lot, the Gaslight Anthem.
Did you just refer to yourself in the third person? Oh, this
no,
Tim.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were talking about yourself, sorry.
Hi, this is
Tim likes his band a lot. Tim thinks his band is great. I'm going to play it right now.
Tim talks and Tim laughs, thank you.
Yeah, Tim likes to drink and Tim likes music.
That is correct statement.
Yep.
That's a quote from my personal webpage.
Yeah, my
on the website.
Internet.com.
No, Facebook.internet. So yeah, I would like to start with the Gaslight Anthem. Their new album, American Slang, came out this year, and the song Stay Lucky.
Okay, I guess I'll jump in then. I'm the other Tim. So I'm the one.
There is actually another
That's
Tim.
That's a proper
here.
Team, not some.
Yeah, Gaslight Anthem will be in town in just another few weeks. Very disappointed I'm going to have to miss that because I'm leaving the country in about a week. And new Gaslight Anthem album, I wasn't expecting to like it so much. Previous two albums, listened to them a lot to the point where I got sick of them and kind of was thinking, all right, I'm a bit done with that band, I'll go on. But then they released a new album and it's even better than the one they did before.
Yeah. I also like the album, and to me it was exactly. I think I listened a lot to 59 Sound, and then this album came out. I was not expecting that I like it that much, but I like it. I think I like it as much as the 59 Sound. And yeah, they totally got their style, and they have their thing, and they have their sound, and I'm really like. Okay, let's listen to the song called Stay Lucky of American Slang, and this is the Gaslight Anthem on We All Fall Down.
Never gonna find it. cold. Steam, heat, clang in the dark at your door. All the other rooms are a party tonight. And you never got an invitation. You feel it in your bones, steady aching some more. 25 years gone, about an hour ago. Your mama never told me that it tastes like these. Till it was much too late to recover. And it feels like all you'd have to do is step outside. Stop pacing around and waiting for some moment. It might never arrive. But you're never gonna find it. When your knees got so weak. But it's right here in case you need it. Like when you were young.
Gone the Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah, I think that's the best. At least that's my favorite CITR
that's
commercial.
Pretty good, yeah.
Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Audio effects are pretty awesome, Tim.
So we just heard three songs, and the last one was The Holy Mass, that was of their 7-inch, which came out this year, called Benefit Sesh, and it was a song called Goodbye 3713. And before that, we heard the Motion City soundtrack, their song Her Words Destroyed My Planet, from their album My Dinosaur Life. And the first song was the Gaslight Anthem from their song, from the album American Slang. So what do you think about the Motion City soundtrack album?
Well, the new Motion City soundtrack album, I think it's kind of a little bit of a comeback for the band. Their last album was a bit of a disappointment, but a few years ago, how many years ago was Commit This to Memory? You know, if I had to pick a best album of the last 10 years, that might be it for me. And I think Motion City Soundtrack's really...
That's an old statement.
It is. It's one I thought about a lot, because, you know, a decade's over, and what is the best album of the decade? And, like, it's always a tough pick, but Commit This to Memory.
Are they still on Epitaph?
I think they're off completely now.
Yeah?
Or are they still distributed? Or no, I don't know. But
I think that one should be on the major label.
I think they're on a major label.
I don't know that.
Great. We're all professionals here.
So for me, this album, I don't know. Like, I didn't expect to like it because I never listened to them that much. And, like, I know that Motion City Soundtrack knew the band name. And then I listened to it. Tim actually suggested me to listen to the album. Absolutely fell in love with the album. Absolutely. I didn't expect it to like. I just downloaded it. And I was like, I started listening. I like first song, second song. And then I liked the whole album. And I was absolutely surprised. And that's... I was surprised. That was a surprise for me.
Yeah, I discovered them through CITR, actually, because we used to get a bunch of stuff from Epitaph a lot. And I remember when Commit This to Memory came out, Luke Mead handed me a copy, and I'd never heard of them before. So, checked them out through here.
They're a deceptive band, I think, too. A lot of people just dismiss them because they sound kind of poppy, and they've got the keyboards and stuff like that. But they're, especially lyrically, they're quite dark, and they're always interesting to listen to.
Yeah, okay. So we both give the A2 Motion City Soundtrack album. Correct, success.
Great success.
Great success, yes. And then the Holy Mass, that's kind of new band for me, and this 7-inch was about just like two songs. That's pretty much about it.
Yeah, two songs is... If they had a full-length album, it would probably be one of the best ones of this year, but this is all we have, plus the six songs from last year. So if any band needs to get a full-length out as soon as possible, it's the Holy Mass.
Okay, let's play more music. Coming up next, I have... this is probably...
Didn't you want to say something about...
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm here for.
I should use some kind of memory pills or something.
Don't worry. I had, like, so many brain farts when I hosted this show. I don't know if anybody listening now used to listen to the show when I hosted it, but I don't know. I'd mess up all the time. I'd be like, all right, guys, that was... What were we talking about? Let's just go to music.
when I was planning to introduce Tim, I wanted to say that he's not only was the he ran the very good website Punk International, very big and popular website. He is also very popular in Russia.
For what?
For what? He was in France, can I say, the band from the guy Dima from the Russian band Tarakane. And Dima wrote a book, and it was about the band. And he showed two examples of doing reviews. One was Tim's review, and it was very professional, very positive, and very respectful review. And the other review was from some Russian so-called journalist, some absolute... like some not professional
garbage,
and it was not even, it's not about like I like because you don't like you can give a bad review. It was just some kind of absolutely unprofessionalism, and it was just absolutely disgusting review. And there was another quote from Tim's different review of the different album, and so he was mentioned in this book, and this book was quite popular in the Russian punk scene.
Awesome.
And then last week when I told a couple of my friends that I'll have Tim over on the show, they were like excited. Oh, this is the team
from the book.
Yeah, so he is actually here, and he has the fame in Russia. So yeah, that's...
I bet all of his Russian friends are getting real excited right now.
Hello. Okay, let's move on to music, me, instead of talking. So the next song I want to play is by the band Flatliners, and this album will be my number one album of the year, I think.
How do you know? The year's not even done, Tim.
Because they paid me money.
Okay. Well,
I don't
there's
know.
There's no innuendo there.
No, but I just really, I'm in love with this band for me. That's their third album, and this album is probably their strongest. And the thing is that they started at the first album was okay. It was this ska punk. Then they moved to Fat, and this was like a more punk album, and still I like the album. But this album, I think this is the next step for them. And I like that the band is in progress, and they do some... You know, the next album is better or stronger than this. And especially for a young band. Like, for bands like Bad Religion or FX, they just do their style.
Yeah, totally.
But they're a young band. They're young guys, and that's their next step for them. The songs are better, songs are stronger. And for me, this is... I really appreciate it. And Canadian band Flatliners.
That sounds great.
I'm in love. Was it good enough review?
Yeah. No, that's great, Tim.
Okay, so let's listen to the song called Bleed. A couple guys from Dillinger 4 did backup vocals, and Patty's amazing voice, you can hear it through the noise. Okay, so the Flatliners on We All Fall Down. We All Fall Down, blah, blah, blah.
Four walls around my bleeding heart, but my own hand. You are an angel, and I know you understand. But that don't keep the blood from rushing to my face, to keep the darkest days away. The feeling's numb and hollow, and it calls my name. It moves my fetus and my blood, bring my strength, my words will never. You said it, our time's a waste, but you can't bleed this out, forget it. Train trying, overrated. Regret it, yeah, I regret it. Letting those words escape, but they're dying out now. Come bleed this out, come bleed this out with me. We'll be right back.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, hello, hello. You still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and on the website citr.ca. We just heard the band called The Hollow Point. They are from Seattle, and that's their album called Old Haunts on the Horizon, and it was a song Kitchen Punk's Short Funny Song. Before that, we heard Off Their Heads from their album In Desolation, and that was a song of their own Medicine. And before that, we talked already about them. It was the Flatliners from my favorite album of the year so far, Cavalcade, the song Bleed, and Patty from Dillinger 4 doing amazing backup vocals. Off Their Heads, that's another very good album. So, your opinion, Tim?
Yeah, another album, I guess, that took me a little bit by surprise because I wasn't really expecting just such a good cohesive album from them. You know, they're a band that they've got probably like 100 split 7 inches and 6 inches and 5 inches and albums of compilations and stuff. I was surprised when they signed Epitaph and put out a really solid, kind of a depressing album, actually, if you listen to the lyrics, but it's a very good album.
Yeah, exactly. Some of the lyrics, and it actually worked out for me really well because I had some kind of not emo period of my life, but it's kind of sad period of my life, and exactly at that time I was listening to this album a lot, so that doesn't happen with me very often, but this album touched me lyrically too, as well as musically. So for me, it's also an important album, and I'm quite surprised that something who sings about something really touched me. So I'm like I'm selling probably like, you know, this 14 years old who really likes Jonas Brothers, and she really likes what they sing about. But for real, I just like the stuff they sing about. Coming up next, I would like to play a block of heavier bands, and one of them is Comeback Kid. Mm-hmm. And I think their album is amazing and probably the best hardcore album I heard, and which came out in the last 10-15 years.
Wow, that's a big statement. 10-15 years? Right?
I think so, yeah. I don't want to go back in the 80s when all the best hardcore albums were done, but I don't think I ever heard anything which is hardcore music, and I liked it better than this. Okay. Maybe not the best, but
it's up there. Right?
Just very solid album.
Yeah.
Say something.
I agree. It's good. What? Something.
Yeah, say
anything.
Like, you heard the album and you liked it. So
yes. I don't know. It was really good. I don't know if I'd say it was like the best hardcore album I've heard in the last 10 years. Maybe it's just because I'm afraid to make such a bold statement, but it's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I don't think anything really beats their first album, Wake the Dead. Mm-hmm. That was really, really like the album that turned me on to Comeback Kid and kind of a whole bunch of hardcore bands like them. But it's still pretty good. It's still pretty good. So
I think what works is they haven't changed all that much since then. And they haven't rewritten the same album or anything, but each one is just consistently very good.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing about this album, which it still sounds fresh, but it's still Comeback Kid. So it's, I'm saying, oh, no, they changed their style. No, it's still Comeback Kid, and you can hear their shticks, the thing they do. But they do just really, like, songs are very, very good, and the whole album is really good. Okay, stop talking. Let's talk more Comeback Kid.
Yep.
And I would like to play my favorite song of the album, GM Vincent and I. But this is my favorite song of the album, and I think this is one of the best songs of the year. And they play in here very soon, too.
They are.
September 10th, mm-hmm. And I already have my ticket.
At the Rickshaw?
Correct statement.
Yeah.
And there's Alvin Holmscream, Mad Ball, and Living Vlines playing to them. Okay, so Comeback Kid on We All Fall Down.
We'll be right back. Don't scare, cause my sacrifice is a red pen with a pill. This is it, red When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, you're still listening to We All Fall Down.
I'm still listening.
Yeah, you're still talking on your own show.
It's not mine anymore, dude.
No, it's yours.
What?
We just heard a very heavy block of music. And the last band was This Is Hell. And that was the song The Night When the Line Was Crossed of their album Weight of the World. Before that, it was Ceremony from their brand new album Ronard Park. And the name of the song was Me, MCDF. And the first song was The Comeback Kid from their brand new album. Yeah, we were talking about... Yeah,
great album.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally, yes. I've got your opinion.
I told you my opinion a while ago.
Yeah, we were talking about how Comeback Kid, they sound like that's their style, and then you made a point, and after that we heard Ceremony, which every album is different for them, and that's another different album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ceremony, they're the kind of band that really keeps hardcore interesting for me. There's not a lot of bands that can completely reinvent themselves with every album. Maybe them and Blacklisted are two bands that come to mind that always look forward to what they're going to do next because you just don't know what it will be.
Did you hear Coalesce's new album? Like their newest album, like 10 years or something?
That was Ox?
Yeah. It was great. I didn't see it coming at all. But what you said kind of reminded me of Coalesce's new album.
Yeah, they're one of the good innovators of hardcore too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
On to you, Tim.
No, I just haven't heard of Coalesce and I'm now interested to listen to it.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the Ceremony, this album that has like a proper, like, you know, 80s hardcore feel, and I'm really like that. Okay, so we have a couple more. We have 10 minutes. We'll play a couple more songs, and yeah, I think that's... coming up next, the brand new album from the band Iron Chick, members of Letterman, and that's from their album Not Like This, and that's the first song of the album, first song on the album, QDC, Monster Man.
Before we run out of time to talk about it, did you want to say that, are you giving away tickets next week?
Is
that next week?
Yes, that's next week, yeah. So next week, I am planning, if everything goes smooth, I'm planning to give away tickets to the Strung Out show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to go to see this amazing band,
Tune in
next Thursday, and don't listen to me, just call and, and get you tickets. It's a good show. Good show.
Yeah, it's going to be Strung Out and Rufio on the
26th. Yeah, exactly, yeah. In a week. And yeah, so there will be tickets to give away. And yeah, you can go to see the show without any financial investment.
Exactly.
Okay, Iron Chick on We All Fall Down.
Out Union is proud to present the return of Summer Slaughter Tour 2010 with Decapitated, The Faceless, All Shall Perish, The Red Cord, Veil of Maya, Cephalic Carnage, Decrepit Birth,
Carnifex, and Animals as Leaders.
August 19th, 2010.
In Rickshaw Theater, 254 East Hastings Street, Vancouver, BC.
Doors, 4 p.m., 19 photo ID required.
Damn it.
So yeah, as you can see, Mariella's going to the show today.
The Summer Slaughter show is happening tonight, and I'd planned on going to it. I just hadn't assumed that it would start at 4 p.m., and I only found out that it started at 4 maybe like half an hour before I got here, because my friend's been texting me telling me what the plan is for tonight, or this afternoon, I guess. I don't know. And we're supposed to meet up for drinks, but I can't find a place that's open for drinks at 4 p.m. or before 4 if this show starts at 4. So
it's kind of early for the show.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
What did you play, Tim?
We just played the Menzingers from their album Chamberlain Waits, and it was the song Home Outgrown, and before that it was Iron Sheik from the album Not Like This, QDC Monster Man. So some upcoming shows. So the August 26th, it's Strung Out, True Fear, Mute, and We Are the Union at the Rickshaw. Appenders of Progress are playing at the Funky Wicker Beats of August 27th. The Business at the Venue, August 28th. And Angry Samoans at August 29th at the Venue.
Ooh, the Angry Samoans are coming?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And then September 10th, Wilhelm Scream, Comeback Kid, Madball, Living of the Lions at the Rickshaw. And September 11th, Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, The Menzingers at the Commodore Ballroom. And September 17th, Pennywise, Bigwig, Riverboat Gamblers, and Authority Zero at the Commodore Ballroom. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much for surprising me.
You're welcome. You are doing a really great job, Tim. I'm glad that I've passed my show on to such a competent young man.
You're making fun of me as usual.
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you so much, guys. Thank you for coming, and I had a good time. And I would like to finish up the set of the favorite album from the local band, the Hextals. They are very funny, very pop punk, and very liked by me, as on Facebook.
And me too.
Cass?
I don't know if I like them on Facebook, but I do like them in spirit. So.
No, I like them actually on Facebook, and I think I might be following them on even Twitter. So I'm like a proper fan.
Well, I feel put to shame then. Good for you, Tim.
Start a Twitter webpage and we will be equal.
Oh, God, no. God, no. Never.
Okay, bye-bye.
Friendship over. Goodbye, Tim.
Goodbye.